Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Jeryl Lumawig mula Concerned Artists of the Philippines dito sa Melbourne na nakatakdang ilunsad sa darating ng mga araw at ating tatalakayin ang usapin ng sining, arts, at kung ano ang ginagampanan nitong papel sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay at kahalagahan nito sa pamumuhay ng mga migrante, particular dito sa Melbourne. Magandang araw, Jeryl.
Magandang araw po. Thank you for having me.
Ayan. Maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Of course.
So, ikaw ay isa sa bumubuo ng Concerned Artists of the Philippines, Melbourne.
Apo.
So, una sa lahat, lumipat ka dito nung 10 taong gulang ka.
Apo.
Kailan mo na-realize na meron ka palang hilig sa musika? Dahil ikaw ay isang rapper.
Sometimes. Siyempre po yung pagdating dito, siyempre it was very hard to adjust in terms of culturally but also language, language-wise, how am I gonna relate to the people in here? And one of the things that I found that helped me better relate to the people in here is actually through hip-hop. As we know, hip-hop has a history of being from the marginalized communities in the U.S. particularly, and it was also made to kind of express the grievances the communities have. And coming from an activist background, an activist family, it was also very natural for me to gravitate towards that type of music. Diba? Hindi siya masyadong elitista. Hindi ka required na kailangan mong magaling ka magkanta. As long as you can write, as long as you can...
Hindi ba?
Hindi naman. As long as you're on beat. Ganun yung, ano, yung hip-hop. So parang... It's born out of that DIY scene that whatever you have, you can make hip-hop. Oh. And because it's structured like that, it is easier for people from marginalized communities to access that type of
music. Napansin ko rin yung hip-hop, madami doon mga issue yung tinatalakay. Diba? So yun din ba yung isa sa mga bagay na... Meron ka bang favorite na rapper or hip-hop?
Favorite rapper?
Francis M. Naabot
mo ba siya?
I'm not sure.
Francis M. I like Francis M. Pero marami din po mga up-and-coming na hip-hop artists from the Philippines. There's a group called Hip-Hop United in the Philippines, actually, which is a group of rappers who got together to fight against the corruption that is happening in the Philippines at the moment. So, there's a lot of artists.
So, yung mga musika mo talaga, ano siya? Nakadikit siya sa issue. Parang yung Alpha Band. Ganun sila, diba? Na nakapanayam natin nung kamakailan. Parang sinabi ng nila na ang isa sa mga magagandang paraan para mamulat mo o mapukaw mo yung mga kababayan mo sa mga issue ay musika. Sangayon ka ba doon?
Oh, syempre po, 'di ba? Karaoke. Meron tayong karaoke every time that there's a birthday party. Tsaka known naman tayo sa Filipino community na magaling talaga tayong kumanta. So parang natural po sa mga Pilipino, kahit dito po sa outside of the country, na talagang mahilig sila sa music. And if we convey our message, we convey our analysis of what's happening in society through music, it is easier absorbed by the Filipino people, right? It's easier to remember a song than it is to remember a speech, for example.
So, nabanggit mo kanina na yung isa sa mga nakita mong mga issue is, gusto ko yung may sinabi ka na yung kasaysayan naman natin hindi nagsisimula sa airport.
Which is, you know, a question for us as a diaspora, particularly those young people from the diaspora who are wondering, what does it mean to be Filipino for them? Is it, you know, is it cooking adobo? Is it dancing the tinikling? We say that it's, you know, that's a part of culture, but is there anything about Filipino culture that is deeper for us to actually reach? Is it embedded in a Filipino, you know, in the Filipino history? Because if we're talking about the concept of the Filipino in the first place, hindi naman yan lumabas, actually, until the Philippine Revolution of 1896, di ba, when Marcelo del Piral translated Jose Rizal's work, even the word kalayaan comes from that era. So in a sense, the Filipino identity only came about through the struggles of the communities inside what we call the Philippine archipelago. So, hindi siya detached.
Ikaw yung mabibilang na mga kabataang lumaki sa Australia na alam kong alam yung kasaysayan.
Sometimes.
So, inaral mo ba to mag-isa o yung magulang mo ba sinabi na, "Oy, Jeril, basahin mo tong Apas Revisited." "Oy, Jeril, basahin mo tong Noli Metanghe."
Partly, from school in the Philippines, I was always interested in history. Pero I was also interested in making sense of my place, particularly here in Australia, where I find myself, you know, in a environment that is not my own. My neighbors are not Filipino. Maybe I see Filipinos in the weekend. What is my place in here? And part of reclaiming that identity is actually going back and tracing back my identity to its true roots, right? Ano nga ba yung identity ko? As I said before, is it, you know, adobo? Is it all of these things that we think is a Filipino
Nahanap
identity?
Nahanap mo ba yung kasagutan sa mga sinulat ni Rizal?
Yes, it's partly there, di ba? sa Noli Metangere, sa El Filibusterismo. Pero at the same time, actually, nasa practical na pamumuhay ng mamamayan in their day-to-day lives. What are the struggles that they are facing? What are the, you know, the things that are preventing them from having a good life or for having a productive life? So it is, you know, a daily struggle that we face here as Filipino migrants. And it is something that, you know, we must understand, and we must also make the community understand why these issues are happening. So it's more so, you know, the knowledge that we project is actually from the experiences of the people themselves.
Ako lumaki ako sa panahon na nagkaroon din ng maraming, lumaki ako sa Pilipinas. So lumaki ako sa panahon na nagkaroon ng maraming mga pagprotesta, hindi nagiging masaya sa kalakaran. Pero noong mga panahong na yon, ginamit na ng maraming mga artist tulad ng Apo Hiking Society, yung musika. So doon mo rin ba nakuha yung inspirasyon? Kasi in-assume ko na abutan mo sila, diba? Kilala mo sila. So doon mo rin ba nakuha yung inspirasyon sa paggamit ng sining sa mga pagpapalahad ng mga mahalagang issue?
Well, I don't know about Apo Hiking Society, pero actually the founder of CAP, founder of the Concerned Artists of the Philippines, is national artist Lino Broca, right? So he was the one who said that the artist, first and foremost, is a citizen first, right? Paano ka ba naggumagawa ng sining? Di ba? Through your experiences. Naman, there's no such thing as art for art's sake na yung art mo ay nag-exist in a place that is isolated from society. So it's more so the concept that, you know, where do we get our inspiration for art in the first place? Di ba? It's in the daily life of the people that we get our inspiration from. So yun yung parang natutulak sa amin, na yung concept na ang sining ay hindi apart from the life of the people o sa pakikibaka ng mamamayan.
So ang pagbuo ng CAP o Concerned Artists of the Philippines dito ay kasali ka?
Apo.
So sino-sino ang mga Pinoy na kasama sa Concerned Artists of the Philippines dito sa Melbourne?
Well, I think there's too many to mention one by one. Pero we have, for example, Kate is here. She's a guitarist and also a visual artist. We also have other rappers, actually, from here who are part of Concerned Artists. And also dancers, bands, and also writers and cultural workers. When we say cultural workers, parang pasok din po actually kayo doon in that you are working in the cultural field, right? Whether in the galleries or in journalism, for example. Those are all under the banner of the Concerned Artists of the Philippines. As long as you are working in the cultural field.
At kailangan ba Pinoy?
Kasi from the Philippines po, diba? So
parang... ibig sabihin, pwede bang may lahi kang Pinoy o lumaki ka dito? Kailan ba pinanganak sa Pilipinas?
No, you don't have to be, as long as you, you know, you have an you identify with the interests of the Filipino people, then you are welcome at CAP.
So bakit kayo nagkaroon ng interest na bumuo ng CAP dito? Kasi pwede namang sabihin yung bumutay ng Filipino-Australian Association of Artists. Pero binuo nyo, hango pa sa Pilipinas. Bakit?
Well, yung ano yung concerned parang yung concerned na framework na yung artist mismo binabalik natin sa community is a very important concept for us, especially in the context of the artists or the Filipino artists who exist in Australia, who are always you know, fighting for funding. We are begging for funding sometimes. Mm. When there is so much creativity that needs to be harnessed or cultivated from the community, and we thought if we're gonna harness the creative power of the community, we must also connect that to the struggles that are happening on the ground. For example, with temporary migrant workers who are being abused, especially here, the plight of you know, international students, Filipino international students here. And then we can link that to the issues that are happening in the Philippines, right? Tayo as Filipino migrants, we send so much remittances back to the Philippines to the point that it's actually the number one contributor to the Philippine economy. So clearly, yung mga issues na nangyayari sa Pilipinas or the policies that are formed in the Philippines affects us directly. So yun yung gusto naming ipaabot sa mga artista na you don't have to just beg for funding or you don't just have to portray Filipino culture as, you know, something arbitrary like adobo or tinikling, which, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong, but there are other avenues for us to explore. Such as being in the community itself.
So, magkakaroon kayo ng parang paglunsad na concert.
Mm.
At so yung layunin niyo ay tumulong sa mga issue na lumawak siya, makilala ng mga tao, at bahagi dito ay tutulungan niyo rin yung mga temporary migrant workers. Bakit niyo sila napili?
Well, yun po yung ano eh, di ba, yung naghihirap na section ng mga Pilipino dito. And there are also the ones who barely have a voice, especially if you are a temporary migrant worker where your visa is tied to an abusive employer, for example. There's really, you know, so many choices that you have as a temporary migrant worker. And what we have seen, especially with the work of Migrante Australia, is that there are a lot of people who were afraid to surface themselves before, who have been abused, who have been exploited, but through, you know, through community outreach, they were able to tell their stories and are now coming out with the issues.
Bakit
that they're having.
Bakit mahalaga na masabi nila yung kwento nila?
Dahil po yun yung katotohanan ng ating existence as overseas Filipino workers and also overseas Filipino migrants. Diba? Hindi siya, hindi tayo parang model minority na, okay, we have these Filipinos who may have succeeded in Australia and that is who we portray as the face of the Filipino people in here.
Maraming salamat, Jeril Lumawig, sa paghatid mo ng mga mahalagang issue para sa Concerned Artists of the Philippines.
Maraming salamat po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.